Hamilton folk tune provides the musical setting for our next hymn, written by Samuel Medley. Awake, my soul, in joyful lays, and sing the great Redeemer's praise. He justly claims a song from me, his loving kindness, oh, how free. To be presented by the choir is not in the tradition of the stately church hymns. Rather, it presents the gospel song emphasis upon evangelism and the great invitation. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live.
Thank you.
There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. The choir now brings us this grand old hymn that reaches out across the span of time and takes us into that land on beyond.
There's a land that is better than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there.
This program, sung to the tune Trinity, is rarely heard in the church. However, combining a powerful melodic and harmonic line with unusually strong words, it deserves a better hearing. Thou whose almighty word chaos and darkness heard and took their flight, hear us, we humbly pray, and where the gospel day sheds not its glorious ray, let there be light. Amen. Heard hymns from KBC, sung by the a cappella choir of Kentucky Bible College, under the direction of Mr. Dale A. Jorgensen, director of music at Kentucky Bible College in Winchester, Kentucky. We now return you to your announcer.
coming to you from the music studios of the Kentucky Bible College in Winchester, Kentucky. These hymns for your spiritual encouragement and enjoyment this morning will center around the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our first hymn comes from the 17th century, from a chorale of Michael Praetorius, speaking of the root of Jesse, the root from which the Messiah was to spring. The chorale tells us, "Lo, how a rose e'er blooming." Down to the 18th century, some of the most glorious Christmas music about the nativity of our Lord which has ever been written occurred during the 18th century. Prince of all religious composers, of course, in the 18th century and at all time, was the great Lutheran Johann Sebastian Bach, a man who, although he was in many ways the father of our musical ideas, was a fundamental believer in the redemption through the Lord Jesus. In some of his music, we can see certainly an extreme passion which he has for the Christ child. Of the three a cappella motets which Bach wrote for his youngsters at the Thomas Schule in Leipzig, one of them is entitled "Sing to the Lord a New Song." A portion of this motet has the English translation, "All breathing life, sing and praise ye the Lord." With this invitation, the Kentucky Bible College Choir sings this portion of the motet, "All Breathing Life."
Oh,
Another carol which has become rich to us is the famous Adeste Fidelis, as the Germans say, O come, o ihr Gläubigen, in English, O come, o ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye to the place, paraphrasing, of course, where the Lord lay. O come, all ye faithful, sung by the KBC choir.
O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, O come ye, O come ye to Bethlehem. Come and adore him, for the King of angels.
Carols which has become traditional in the English language is the First Noel. This one is, as we mentioned, a traditional carol arranged by the 19th century English composer Sir John Stainer.